Yeah, it's great to have two really good players. You know, they both can go get the ball. You know, they're a little bit different in the styles of play, obviously, but two guys that really helped this offense out this year.
Ryan, Brian McKinney was saying he thought the Bills had timed up the cadence last game, and that might have led to the 7 sacks. What do you have to say about that? If you talk to him about it, do you change your cadence? Do you see a need to change it even more now?
I haven't talked to him about it. You know, it was brought to my attention that he had thought about that during the game. And those guys would probably know more than I would know during a game, you know, if they're getting a jump on us up front, because, you know, obviously they're looking directly across at the guy from him. So I'm sure it's something we'll evaluate this week.
Going to a situation where after the first quarter or second quarter halftime, you talk to your guys, you change things up at all when it seems like they may be reading or understanding your cadence and getting to it?
You know, we always have the ability to change the cadence, so I feel something we discussed, and of course, you know, we would move on it during a halftime or whatever.
Dee Milliner is somebody who struggled at the corner for the Jets, and I know he's improved since the last time you guys played him, but when you played him, you got him out of the game. They benched him. Is it possible for a quarterback to target a specific quarterback, and can you target Dee Milliner as opposed to running?
Well, he's been playing really well the past couple of weeks, so you got to give respect to that. And our offense is not so much pick on a guy. You know, you kind of go through your progressions, and if you have a matchup, you'll take it. But I don't think we completely focus on singling out any one person.
How important would you say making the playoffs will be toward adding a stamp of legitimacy into your season and all the work you put in since the summer?
Well, it'd be nice, obviously, but all we can control is this game. You know, we got to go out and play. I think it's going to be a motivated Jets team coming down. You know, beat them at home a few weeks ago, and you know, I think they're going to want to come and do the same thing to us. So we're going to have to be ready to play, and you know, what happens from there, we'll see.
What do you see on film now? A little bit different in their defense and when you face them.
Well, we knew going into the first game they had a good front, a good front seven, some good pass rushers up front, and you know, I think we just did a good job of blocking them throughout the game, the first time we played them, and you know, it seems like they've gotten back on track, you know, after that, so it's going to be a good matchup.
Ryan, is there any way to see the season as a success if you guys don't win on Sunday?
I'm not worried about that. You know, I'm totally focused on winning this game.
Ryan, what's one thing?
I would say Heartline's detail, you know, just day in and day out, coming out to practice every day, being detailed and how he runs his routes, working extremely hard. I think Mike is a funnier guy than maybe than people know. You know, he has a handshake with each of the offensive linemen that he does, you know, all the time, during practice and during games. So he definitely brings a little juice to the huddle that way.
How you feeling after?
Good. Good.
No effects. You feel fine.
Yeah, I feel good.
Ryan, now that you've had a few days to digest the Buffalo game, was there anything that you guys did that is correctable? I mean, did you come out flat, or was it anything like that, or was it just Buffalo's game?
Well, there's a lot of things we can fix that are correctable. You know, obviously, not much was done well in that game from an offensive standpoint. So, I don't think we came out flat, or you know, there's no sense of deadness in the locker room leading up to the game, during the game on the sideline, anything like that. We just didn't execute well. They played a good game and we didn't. So definitely there's a lot to be fixed, but it's not something where we didn't come out ready to play or anything like that.
Ryan, the last time you faced an interception once, Rex Ryan has said he's going to take a page out of their defensive playbook as far as the Bills are concerned to try to get to you. Do you feel, not giving away the game plan, you may have to change some things as far as when you line up and maybe the late call or just something they stay away from this stuff?
Well, that's football. You know, when you play a team, especially a team that has a coordinator that has a close relationship with another team, and they have success against you, you have to expect to be able to defend the things that you didn't do well the previous game. So we're going to have a plan and execute better than we did last game, obviously, be able to pick up the pressures and get the ball out on time.
Ryan, this will be
biggest game yet in the NFL. Does this week have that feel to it, or is that not the Joe Philbin way?
The Joe Philbin way.
What is the Joe Philbin
way? Yeah, the Joe Philbin way. Explain that to me.
No.
Well, obviously we know it's a big game, and we realize the implications of this game. You know, we're not stupid. But we have to approach it 1-0, because if we don't win this game, then there's nothing else. So, or no chance of anything else, at least. So, you know, we're approaching this game 100% focused on the task at hand. Know that it's a talented Jets team that can make big plays is coming to town, and we're going to have to be ready to play.
So does this week feel different
or not? Well, it feels different in the sense that, you know, it's a 1-0 season at this point. You know, it's black and white 1-0 season as opposed to theoretical 1-0 season.
You know if you lose, this is it. You're not playing again.
Right, yeah, you know. We know the situation we're in.